We're now going to learn Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding at the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are up to the words Hai Ha Hespeda Mai Avidite. So once the Gemara mentioned the pasuk in Zechariah describing the need for a separation of men and women, the Gemara is going to explain the pasuk Hai Hespeda Mai Avidite. What was the issue of this hesped that we're describing, where the men and the women were separated? So Pligiba Rabbi Dosa V'Rabbanan. So Machlokas between two Amoraim, Rabbi Dosa and the Rabbanan, or two Tanaim, I guess. Chad Amar, one of the Tanaim, says that the Hesped is al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag, for the killing of Mashiach ben Yosef. V'chad Amar al Yetzer Hara Shenarag, it was for the killing of the Yetzer Hara. Bishal Maman Yamal Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag, if you say that it was for Mashiach ben Yosef, Hainu Duchsivi Bitu Eli Esa Shar Dakru, that they looked at the dead body that was lying in front of them, V'saftal of Kemispe Dala Yachid, and they gave a very painful hesped, like someone who would give a hesped over his only child. So if you say it's over Mashiach ben Yosef, you understand the terrible tzar. Elamandi Amar al Yetzer Hara Shenarag. But if it was over the Yetzer Hara that was killed, Hayas Beit the Boy Lemevad? Simcha Boy Lemevad. Vamai Bachu. Why are they giving a hesped? It should be a simcha, it should be a celebration. What are they crying about? Answers Gemara Kedarsh Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda explains, La'asu Lavam Via Kodesh Baruch Li Yetzer Hara. Hashem is going to bring the Yetzer Hara, and he's going to shecht it b'fnei tzaddikim b'fnei rishayim, in front of both the tzaddikim and the rishayim. Tzaddikim nidma lehem kahar gavoa. The tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara, is going to look like a giant mountain that's not conquerable. And rishayim nidma lehem kichut ha-sa'ara. The rishayim will see Yetzer Hara that looks like a little tiny string. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin. And both the tzaddikim and the rishayim are going to cry. Tzaddikim bochin roman heich yichol nilich bo shahar gavoa kaze. Tzaddikim are going to look at it and say, wow, how are we able to conquer such a giant mountain? How is it that we were not able to conquer this little string? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be matmiya together with the tzaddikim. I also wonder about this, how it is that they were able to be kovish Yetzer Hara. But you do see that there is this tremendous hesped and bechi, even though it's not Mashiach, it's Yetzer Hara that they're having the hesped for. So once the Gemara explains the pasuk to relate to the Yetzer Hara, so Amar Rabbi Yasi, Yetzer Hara batchila doma lechut shel buchya. Initially, the Yetzer Hara is like a thin string, ulbasov, and a person continues to sin, so the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and stronger and stronger, meaning you feed the Yetzer Hara and strengthen him with your own averos. So doma kavosos hagala, he'll become like a rope that pulls a wagon. Shenemar, hoy moshchei ha'avin b'chavle yashav, ukavos ha'agola chata'a. Tan Rabban, Mashiach ben David Shasli Galus Bim Hervi Amenu, Amlo Kurish Barhu Sha'ami Mani Davir Ve'etenlacha. Mashiach ben David, who God willing will soon be revealed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Mashiach, ask me anything and I'll give it to you. So Shinemar Sapra El Chok, Ani Hayom Ilad Ticha Sha'ami Mani Vet Nagoyim Nachlasecha. That David HaMelech says, I'm going to say that there will be this Chok forever in Ezikaron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me through Nasan and Navi, that he's going to reveal to the whole world that that you're my son, and therefore you could ask me anything. V'kivan shara'a Mashiach ben Yosef shenarag, when Mashiach ben David sees that Mashiach ben Yosef gets killed, Omer lefanav, Mashiach is going to say to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, eini mivakish mimcha el chayim. You know what? It didn't work out so well for Mashiach ben Yosef. All I want is to live. I just want to live. Omer lo, chayim ad shalom amarto, kvar isnabi alecha dovid avicha, shenemar, chayim shalom mimcha nasatelo. And Hashem is going to say, life? That you're already guaranteed through the nevuah of David, your forefather. He already foresaw that you're going to live. Darush Rabbi Avira v'item Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shiva Shemos Yeshal Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has seven names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koro Ra, Shnemer Ki Yetzer Levadam, Ra Min Ura. Hashem calls him Ra. Moshe Kro Orel. Moshe called him an Orel, Shnemer Maltemes Orlas Levavchem. David Koro Tamei, Shnemer Lev Tahar Bar Li Alukim Michal Dika Tamei. When he says God created a Lev Tahar in me, sounds like there is another lev, that's a lev tameh, that's Yetzer Hara. Shlomo Kro Sone, Shlomo called him the hate the hated one. Shnemar im ra'av sona acha ha'achilehu lechem ve'im tzamei hashkeu mayim. If your sona is thirsty, give him water in mayim el Torah. Ki gecholim atachosa al rosho, because you're going to stoke the coals on the head of the Yetzirah, v'Hashem yishalem lach, and Hashem will pay you back. Al tikri yishalem lach, el yashlimenu lach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out and will make shalom between you and the Yetzirah. So he will be forced to love you and will no longer cause you to sin and ruin your life. Yishayahu, fifth name, Kro, Michshol Yishayahu called him a Michshol. Shneimer Salu Salu Panu Derech Harim a Michshol Midarech Ami. Yecheskel Krao Even. Yecheskel called him a rock. Shneimer Vasirosi Asleiv HaEven Mibisarchem Nasati Lchem Leiv Basar. And then finally Yoel Krao Tzvoni. Shneimer Vesatzvoni Archik Mealechem. Yoel called him Tzvoni, as we see from that pasuk. So Tan Rabban Vesatzvoni Archik Mealechem Ze Yitzar Harash Atzofen VaOmed Bliba Shaladam. The Tzvoni that we're referring to is the Yitzar, which is hidden in a person's heart. Where to a place where people aren't there, aren't going to be around, to be able to cause them all sorts of trouble. That is the bittul of the Yetzer Hara. So the pasuk goes on, as Panav El Yama Kadmoni. So Gemara explains that the Yetzer is going to be punished, and also in the Mikdash Rishon, that he put his eyes on the first base of Mikdash, which is the Yam, it's referred to as Yam, the and he destroyed it. And he killed the Talmid Chacham in it. V'sof al yam ha'achron shenasnein of Mikdash Sheni. That's referring to the fact that he put his gaze on the Mikdash Sheni. V'achriv and he destroyed it. V'arik Talmid Chacham Shabbat and he killed the Talmid Chacham in it. V'olav vasha v'tal tzachanto. And he made himself hated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheminiach umas ha'olam umasgara b'sonayim shel Yisrael. Because he leaves the umas ha'olam alone and he just causes trouble for the Jewish people. Ki higdilas. So the pasuk says, "Amar Abaye, u'b'tamidei chachamim yoser mikulam." He puts all of his efforts into the Talmidei Chachamim way more than to anybody else. So the Gemara is going to discuss a story of Hiskaras Hayetzer on a Talmid Chacham. Ki ha da Abaye shamilu who gavra to kamar lehitza nakdim nezel borcha. Abaye heard a guy telling a woman, "Let's go on the road together alone to a certain place." Amar Abaye says, "Ezel afreshinu meyisura. I better go with them to stop them from doing an avera." He followed them three parsos in the field. When it came to a fork in the road and it was time for them to part from each other, he heard them saying, "The path is a long path between our places, and chaval, we can't go together anymore, even though we were enjoying each other's company." So Abaye says, "Iman desani lihava." Oh my gosh, he says, if I was that guy all alone with this woman, lava matzi luk me nafshi, I never would have been able to withhold from sin. Azal tala nafshi pi ibura didashu mitztair. He went and he leaned on the lock of the door and thinking all sorts of thoughts of tsar about how what a terrible person he is, how he never would have been able to withstand that type of temptation. Asu saba tana. So an elderly gentleman came and said to him, no, it's not because you're a bad guy, to the contrary, it's because you're such a great guy, it's because so that's why you would not have been able to withstand such temptation, because you are so great. It doesn't speak poorly of you, adraba, it speaks very highly of you that you would not have been able to withstand such temptation. So let's do the main points on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Number one, we have Machlokas of the Hesped described. Is the Hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef or the Hesped of the Yetzer Hara? Number two, everyone will see the Yetzer Hara and cry. The Tzaddikim, because they can't believe they defeated such a big mountain. And the Rishayim, because they can't believe that they couldn't defeat such a tiny string. Number three, when Mashiach ben David sees Mashiach ben Yosef killed, he's going to ask for life, but that's already granted to him anyway. And number four, the Yetzer Hara has seven names. Hashem called him Ra, Moshe called him Arel, David called him Tamei, Shlomo called him Sonei, Yishayo called him Michshol, Yecheskel called him Even, and Yoel called him Tzvoni. As Hashem, next time we will do Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we will pick up from the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph over here.